So guys seemed a little bit chippy out there. It would seem like we're at the end of week two of training camp and guys are ready to play someone else.
Maybe, yeah. You know, we've been going against these guys, the same people, you know, for a while now. I think that's all part of the competition, though. You know, we went out there with a competition mindset today, very competitive. And, you know, when things get competitive, you know, sometimes things get a little chippy. So, you know, the good thing about it is I know all those guys that'll be left on the field. And, you know, in this locker room, guys are great together. So there's nothing to really worry about, I guess.
I can remember when you showed up as a converted college quarterback, as an undrafted rookie, and all of a sudden you're the second most tenured receiver in the room. Does that mean anything to you?
You know, it's definitely a blessing. I'll say that. You know, I just try to go out there, take it one day at a time, you know, do the things that I'm asked to do, be the best at that I can possibly be. And, you know, just kind of let everything else take its course. So it's definitely a blessing, though.
You say, it would seem that you've done what Gus has been preaching to do, and that is just focus on getting better. So what are you focusing on particularly right now?
You know, right now, just finding, doing all the little things right. You know, at times, you know, I'll get high in my route. So playing with a lower pad level, playing with a lower pad level on special teams, playing with a lower pad level in the blocking game and even in my routes. And just being disciplined at all times, doing the small things right, focusing on technique, you know, those kind of things. And I think when you do the little things right, then the big things take care of themselves.
We can't see it from where we stand. So you tell us, is there a cohesion building in this offense despite the fact that so many guys are, you know, struggling with soft tissue injuries?
I think so. You know, the more and more we work together, the more we're learning each other. You know, a lot of guys are new. But at the same time, there are, you know, older guys at every position who've been in this offense for a year and are getting more and more comfortable with it, which I think definitely plays a big part in that. So the more and more we go together, the more and more we'll get comfortable with each other, and we'll continue to strive to get better.
And to wrap it up, you know, Chad said in the newspaper this morning that you were a quarterback's friend because you played the position. You know what to look for. So as a receiver, what are you looking for from a quarterback?
Well, you know, I think that has played in my favor a lot. You know, I know back in college we used to run a lot of similar concepts. You know, for instance, a simple curl flat. You know, I know exactly what he's reading, so I kind of can feel a lot of the times when he needs me to be open, where he needs me to be. It's just kind of a feel thing. You know, it's kind of hard to put in words, I guess. But, you know, I think it's definitely played in my favor, and we'll continue to work at it and continue to get more and more on the same page.